This is program number LW2251. Hi, this is Larry West. Once upon a time, so says a Swiss legend, a shepherd boy, while watching his sheep one day, discovered a rare flower. It was an unusual thing. Its colors, radiant. Its design, unique. It was beautiful. Well, he couldn't resist picking it. He plucked it, and as he did, he heard a noise, a huge rumbling kind. Looking around, he saw the side of a nearby mountain roll back, the whole side of it. It terrified him. As he looked on, there was all of a sudden a dazzling reflection coming out of the mountain's interior. Well, he rushed into the mountain, and to his surprise, he saw what caused the reflection. The sun had fallen upon a great mass of precious jewels and stones. Laying aside the flower, the boy began stuffing his pockets. He picked up the largest stones and the most beautiful jewels, of course. Then a voice startled him. The voice said, "Don't forget the best." The boy looked around, but he couldn't see anyone. So after picking up all he could carry, he walked outside, leaving that flower behind. Suddenly, the side of that mountain rolled shut. And to his dismay, the boy saw all his jewels turn to dust. Again, the voice spoke. "You forgot the best. You forgot the flower." There's a moral to that story. Without the flower, the treasure is lost. Life is filled with lots of treasures. There's the laugh of your baby, the song of a mother. There's the contents of your 8-year-old boy's pocket. You know, a half-eaten candy bar, a whistle, some keys, marbles, bubblegum, and of course the inevitable frog. Can't leave that out. All those are treasures, treasures in life. Just reach up and pull down the family album. Go to your bedroom and pull out that drawer, you know, the one that has all the pictures in it, and spend an hour counting the treasures. You get up in the morning, put your feet down on some soft carpet. That's a treasure. And you walk to the bathroom and step into the shower. You turn the water on, you know, it's hot and nice. That's a treasure. You step into some clean clothes and you hop downstairs to the breakfast table. There you eat some scrambled eggs and bacon, toast and coffee. All that's a treasure. You step into the garage and open the door of a chromed, cushioned, warm in the wintertime, cool in the summertime, personal transportation contraption that will move you down the highway and get you to work miles away in just minutes. That's a treasure. I could go on and on, couldn't I? I mean, throughout the whole day, I could count the treasures. But without the flower, the treasure is lost. When you get sick, there's the hospital. That's a treasure. When you get hungry, there are restaurants everywhere, grocery stores. That's a treasure. When you need new clothes, count the stores. Then there are the vitamins, the retirement plans, your family to love you. But remember this, without the flower, the treasure is lost. I mean, it all turns to dust, all of it. What's the flower? His name is Jesus. Listen. Without God, those treasures are lost. Don't be like the little shepherd boy who picked the flower. Don't lay aside Jesus and grab the jewels, you know, and take off. They'll all turn to dust. But without the flower, the treasure is lost. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's Jesus who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without the flower, the treasure is lost." He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He's the only one who can make sense out of all your treasures. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it, we talk about Jesus. The Bible says the gospel is good news, and the whole point is it's the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? It's yours free. I'd sure like to send it to you. Write me for it in here at this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana. That's Church of Christ. West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.